This is a Scoop Audio interview. We're talking with Mike Mizrahi, the co-director of Inside Out Productions' The Holy Sinner, which is opening at the International Arts Festival on Friday the 10th of March. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me? Am I too noisy here?
No, this is pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Right. Now, the Holy Sinner was something that Inside Out first produced in 1990, I think. What's brought you back to it 16 years on?
What's brought us back? I guess a desire mostly to get back into theatre. It's been 12 years since our last theatre production, which was actually the Holy Sinner at the International Festival of Wellington. And since then, we've been hobnobbing around the world doing big events and all that kind of stuff, which has been amazing and fun, and we've played with some very big toys and worked in very large arenas and done big spectacles and things. But we sort of miss the theatre, miss the arts, and kept saying every year, okay, we're going to come back, we're going to do a show, we're going to come back. And every year, something else would come up and we'd never actually do the show. And then Carlo approached us and said, look, it's my last festival, how about you guys put something together? And we thought, well, it'd be fantastic to revisit a work that was successful and was really good and really make it brilliant. We've got a whole bunch of new technology, and we've got a lot of wisdom now and a lot more experience, and so we thought we'd bring together the team who put together the Louis Vuitton show that we toured the world with, and see if we could apply that creative, collaborative force to a theatre show, The Holy Sinner, and challenge ourselves to take on the proscenium arts theatre, which I think is a very hard space for an audience to receive theatre in.
Because it was originally outdoors, wasn't it?
It was originally in a warehouse, actually. It was a warehouse production, yeah. So it was wild and raw and rough, and the lights were on wheels and the stages were on wheels and the actors were climbing the walls, and it was chaos. It was a really wild show, and this is in a very pretty, pristine chocolate box kind of theatre. So it was from one extreme to the other, really. The original Holy Sinner, people were sitting on bleachers and it's freezing cold, and we were down by the waterfront, on Auckland's waterfront there, and the old Harbour Board building, an iron foundry, and so yeah, it couldn't be more different.
So has all of the work you've been doing in the meantime, like you said, Louis Vuitton celebrations and so on, do you see an influence there, like in the new version of the Holy Sinner?
I guess there are some storytelling techniques that we've learned over that time period, and some things that we did that really worked, like surround sound, for example. We thought, God, it's so cool. Why don't we, use that in our theatre? And then we asked Oceania to give us a hand with that, and they have. And there's a lot of special effects and toys that we've played with over the years. We thought, God, it'd be cool to put that in this. So I wonder if our special effects buddies would help us out, and they have. And so it's gone on. A lot of the people who have collaborated with us over the years have pulled together to help us with this show, because theatre in this country just doesn't work numbers-wise. It can't work. So I guess the idea is that we're a group of friends who earn our money doing other things that can then come together to do these one-off projects and really make a difference, because we don't have to make money out of this,
Right.
It just has to basically cover costs, So yeah, I guess it has influenced it in a way that you think much bigger. You go, God, we could do that and that. Why not? But you don't have the money to do all those things, but you've got the connections and the friends to do
right.
Those things.
Yeah, then you said do seem to have assembled a quite remarkable team for that.
It's an unbelievable bunch of people, yeah. Unbelievable, really. It really is a show not to be missed. I don't just say that lightly. I think, we've been doing work for a long time now, and we've never kind of done anything quite like this before. This will truly be an incredible piece.
Well, maybe for the people who missed it the first time round and haven't read the novel, you can give us some idea of what it's actually about.
You know, that's a really long question. It's the kind of thing that will take about 20 minutes to answer. I mean, it's an epic roller coaster, a medieval journey, a medieval odyssey. It's a little bit like asking what the story of Odysseus is about. It's just too huge to sort of say succinctly. I guess it's a story that revolves around themes of redemption and themes of heaven and hell and the battle between good and evil. It's an intergenerational romp which goes like a rocket from beginning to end. It's like a road movie, you know, it just never stops, just keeps on going, and then something else happens and something else and something else. And it's very uplifting in its finale. So it's a very positive work. And I guess more than anything, it's like a live film. It's very, very, very visual, and it communicates primarily through images rather than words. And yet it's not definitely theatre. It's an odd thing to try and describe, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, obviously it made quite an impact on people looking at back over the notices for the 1990 in Auckland and at the Arts Festival in 94. Sounds like you might be heading for that again.
I hope so. I mean, you never know. It'll be interesting for us to see. I mean, I guess a lot of people who saw that original production will be coming with great expectations. I mean, some of those reviewers who perhaps reviewed the original production will be coming back having a look and comparing them. They're very, very different productions. I would be surprised if they didn't get blown away. We're very, very proud of it, and if the technicals go the way they look like they're going to go, I think we're going to get there, and it's going to be a bit of a mind-blowing experience for Kiwis. You know, it's selling incredibly well, and that's fantastic because, you know, it's New Zealand's theatre, and, you know, generally speaking, Kiwis prefer to go to international acts just because they never get a chance to see those big companies in New Zealand. But, you know, it's doing so well here. And quite probably Cliff Curtis, has been a big draw card, and he really should be because he is unbelievable. I mean, he really is. I've never worked with an actor quite like Cliff before. He's so talented and so passionate and so, alive in this role. And, he truly is. He's worth the ticket price alone, really. But the rest of the company is, you know, Madeline Sami and Mia Blake and Bruce Hopkins and, you know, Cameron Rhodes and Eddie Bruce. I mean, they are a really strong... It's an ensemble work, you know. It's a very powerful ensemble piece. And Cliff is really, you know, well supported by an amazingly committed company.
Well, it sounds like the kind of scale of thing that we don't actually see too often.
No, you're absolutely right. It is. It is. It's big. By New Zealand or even by world standards, for a touring show, it's really big. I mean, we've packed up containers to the gunnels. We've got a four-story building in the flat. And it's gigantic. I don't want to say too much, but it's big and it'll be great.
Great. Well, I'll look forward to it.
Oh, are you going to come along?
I am.
Oh, good. What night are you coming?
I'm on the opening night, yeah.
Oh, good on you. Well, come and say hi.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Great. Thanks for talking to Scoop, Mike.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.